Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say, rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs him to breathe.
Rain on
us. Shower down.
Shower down.
Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord.
Send your spirit,
Lord.
Rain on us.
Lord, breathe on your people.
Praise God for that wonderful selection by Ernest Q. Rain on us. Truly, if there ever was a time that we need the favor of the Lord and we need him to rain upon us, it's now. I don't mean raining down houses. I don't mean raining down vehicles. I don't mean raining down clothes and jewelry and all of these tangible things. But I'm talking about raining down his spirit on your life where it can transform you, where you'll be able to be an effective witness and tell others about the saving power of Jesus Christ. Truly, we greet you today in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, and I tell you, it gives me great pleasure when I can come on this line and just open up this broadcast and have a word of praise on my lips, in my heart, and in my spirit. If I can just lift up the name of Jesus where it would be an encouragement, where it would be an enlightenment, where it would be able to transform lives. That's my purpose of coming on this live. I tell you, we are celebrating next month, but we're not waiting. How many know you ain't got to wait till the battle is over? We already have the victory, so we don't have to wait until the battle is over. We can shout now, and we're giving God glory and thanks this week as we begin to dwell on and expound on our topic. And also, the name of this segment is A Time of Reflection. And as I begin to just meditate upon the goodness of Jesus, I said, Lord, what would you have us to talk about on this week? And he brought that to my attention. What is the name of this segment? A Time of Reflection. He said, tell the people, go back about a year ago. Next month we'll be commemorating 1 year on this Block Talk Radio Network. And the Lord impressed upon me to discuss all of the subject matters that God had given us for this broadcast. And as I began to reflect upon the very first broadcast, it was the subject matter was unity in the body. How many know that 11 months later, we still don't have unity in the body? Amen. But God is telling us today, people of God, that he want us to unite. He want us to be one. How many know that there is power when there is oneness, when we are on the same page, when we are on one accord, we can produce some good results. Hallelujah. When we are reminded how they were all on one accord on the day of Pentecost, they had one mind. Hallelujah. And a sound came in like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house. Hallelujah. And cloven tongues set up like fire, set up on each and every one of them. Oh, how many want to have that kind of experience today? Well, I can tell you, we can experience that same Holy Ghost fire. We can experience that same uniting of oneness. We can experience it if we allow ourselves to be out of ourselves and not think about ourselves, but think about others. Put all of this doctrine and all of this cardhead and all of this garbage that we continually fight over year in and year out on the side. The Lord said this, a time of reflection. He said all of these messages that have gone forth, I've allowed you all to speak on them. I've allowed different apostles and bishops and ministers and pastors and evangelists to come on this line and expound on these topics. He said, I didn't do it for naught. He said, I have the whole world in my hands. I have more people that's looking to me to provide, looking for me to make ways, looking for me to regulate situations in their lives. He said, Adrian, I have more things to do, and I have more people to take care of. But he said, I privilege you all, and I grace you all to give these messages to my people. Hallelujah. All God's people are precious. He said, every soul belong to me. He said, a soul that sinned and a soul that obeyed, they all belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, I reign on the just. as well as the unjust. Who wouldn't serve a righteous, mighty God such as we? Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord today, and we thank him for his goodness. We thank him for next month being able to commemorate 1 year on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to tell you, I would be a line wonder if I said everything and every day, every moment was beautiful and pleasant. Oh, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus, when I think about how he has enabled us to do this, when he gave me a mind and he gave me the life and the strength and the breath to keep on pushing, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. Now, I don't know what your assignment is, and I'm not here to challenge anyone on their assignment, but I do know that the close of the year is approaching rapidly. Amen. We're almost in the last month of the year. Can you reflect upon, can you look back in retrospect and see if you have done anything that the Lord has assigned you to do? Have you done anything that pleased the Lord this year? Have you witnessed to anybody? Is there any fruits on your tree? Hey, hallelujah. Are you eating up your own fruit? No tree eats up its own fruit. Hallelujah. So it's time for us to reflect, people of God. It's time for us to get busy and get up off our do-nothing stools. And there's souls dying out there. There's souls that want to hear a word. There's souls that need to be encouraged. People are contemplating suicide this time of the year. This is not a joyous and a happy and jolly good time for everybody in the earth. No, no. Some people have lost loved ones during the holidays. Some people are outdoors. They're homeless, don't have nowhere to stay, don't have food to eat, don't have the proper clothing. Hallelujah. So those of us that have all of these very essentials, we're not thankful. We're not thankful. So the Lord told me to talk about a time of reflection. Talk about all of these things that we have discussed on this broadcast and see how many have really complied. See how many have took this word and have exercised it in their life. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord on today. But we thank God for just being a gracious God. God is a loving God. He's a God of a second chance. Amen. Amen. We're going to see who's on the line with us right now. I have area code 916, and the last four of your number is 5442. Can you greet us, caller?
It's Sister Ken.
Hey, baby, how you doing, Sister Ken?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm doing well. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, God bless you. You know what? I was trying to get a number on you, and I'm so glad I see you because I wanted to tell you and invite you. I know you know about the upcoming conference next weekend.
Yes,
and I wanted to extend a special invitation to you as my special guest. So I want you to come, Sister T, if you're in this area and you're able to come. So, Lord, I know God is a good God. You see, God,
yes,
oh,
yes.
God, I bless you. I was looking for a number on Sister T, and the Lord put you in my heart. And I said, I have to find Sister T because I want her at this conference. Hallelujah, and look how the Lord has blessed me. Hey, glory. Hey, if he don't do anything else for me today, Sister T, he has blessed me to see you on this line today. Lord, I give the Lord, Lord, I bless
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You are all my heart.
Bless your name. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you for all your love and all your support. All your love and support. Thank you. I love you so much.
The Lord allowed you to get on this line today to encourage me. Because you know my heart. I say, I got to get a number. I got to get in touch with Sister K. And look at Lord, you can't tell me, God. God said, if your ways please me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Sister T, Oh, you have blessed my heart on today. I tell you to pray. I bless the Lord for you. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. And as we begin to Sister T was one of the listeners that has been on this broadcast with us from the inception. She's one of them. Hallelujah. And I just bless the Lord for her today, and I'm going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer. And she's the only one I see right now on the line, but we're going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer for us on today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus just to give you honor and to give you praise and to give you glory, Father. Oh, Father, we ask you to use us for thine own glory, Father. We ask you to cover this broadcast and cover our evangelists with your blood, Father God. Oh, Father, we thank you for all that she's done over the last year, Father God. People are being fed the word of God through this ministry, Father God. We just thank you because she was just praying just now for the homeless people and the people that are going through right now, Father. We ask you to put a special covering over this ministry and the body of Christ as a whole, Father. Father, we ask you to use us now for thine own glory, Father God. Father God, we ask you to just put things out of our way that are not like you, Father God. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, just to open up our eyes, open up our ears, open up our mouth so we can hear and see you, Lord Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you just to use us now. Put the things out of our way that are not like us, Father God. We just thank you, Father, in advance for all that you've done. Because of you, we can move and have our being, Father. We ask you to use us now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. Because you are God. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom. You are the glory I am. And we thank you, Father, for all that you've done. We thank you for every situation, every trial, every tribulation. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to keep your hand on this ministry, to keep your hand on my godmother, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just thank you in advance for all that you're doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your people cry out to you now, Father. We need a word straight from you, Father. We thank you in Jesus' holy and divine name we pray. Amen. God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God bless you, Sister T. Oh, I tell you the blessing, and I'm so happy to see somebody on the line on this journey with us. It's a wonderful thing to have a good report. The Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen. A good name is rather to be chosen. So as I begin to look back, Sister T, looking back on this year, I'm not waiting until December the 31st. I'm not waiting until watch night. God has done too many wonderful things for me to wait until watch night. But just looking back on the year, didn't it seem like it just flew by? It just flew by in a blink. While it is easy to point out some of our missed calls and time wasted and many of life's other disappointments, it's also just as easy to see the beauty, the blessings and the gifts and the miracles we've received this year. I don't know about you, but I received some blessings, I received some gifts, and I received some miracles this year. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I received a miracle on November the 9th about 4:30 in the morning when my car hydroplaned. Hallelujah, on I-5 coming into Lodi in intersection 12. And as I was on the Circle of Love this morning, Sister T, and I did not call in, but I listened to the broadcast online, and Mother Richards was testifying how she had an accident, and I had to call Mother Richards. And
yeah.
Again, I didn't hear the fullness of the story. I just know that God spared her life. And I began
Praise
to
God.
Think about how God has spared my life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I couldn't even be here today on the 29th of November, even telling about it. That's been almost 3 weeks ago. God is a great God. He's not
yes,
through with us yet. We have a work to do, people. We have a work to do. And as I begin to think about when we talk about reflecting, you know, you said when you think about respect, first thing comes to your mind is towards your thinking. You're thinking. Reflect is the think. So we're thinking on God's goodness, how good he's been to us this year. We're thinking
yes.
on God's goodness on how he held back debt. We're thinking on God's goodness on how he protected and provided
yes.
for our families, and he met
yes.
all our needs. Then we begin to meditate. You know, when you begin to meditate, that thing gets all down in your spirit. When
yes.
you begin to meditate, it's just like marinating your meat. You know, you marinate them a day in advance, and all
yes.
of that seasoning just begin to penetrate and go down into the heart of that meat. And when you get ready to bake it and do what you have to do with it, all that seasoning, that. So once you begin to meditate and think on
yes.
God, you go all the way back into your childhood. Hey,
yes.
and you think about all the awful things that you did, all the ugly all the attitudes that you had when you was angry, God didn't take you out. When you felt ill against your brother and your sister, God gave you an opportunity to go back and apologize. God, when you went before the altar and you remembered your brother had an ought against you, you left your gift and you went back and asked for forgiveness. And you were able to go back and forgive some other people. When you begin to meditate, when you begin to ponder on all the wonderful things that God has done for you, you cannot dwell on what you don't have. But you have to praise God for what you do have. You got to thank him for the Holy Ghost, the fire that lives within you. You got to be grateful, Sister T. Amen. God is not through with us yet. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for that. God. So we're just honored to have Sister T with us on today. And I'm going to come back to Sister T, and I'm going to let her give some reflections on what God has done in her life and reflect upon what he's done from December 2011 all the way up until this time here. Amen. And we see that we're still on the line with us today.
Amen.
And we're going to go to her. We ask her to give us some reflections on today also. So God bless you, woman of God, and then we're coming back to Sister T for her reflections in the name of Jesus. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Bless him and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Truly it is a privilege, a pleasure, an honor, and a blessing to be back with the brethren, the New Destinies, reflection, a time of reflection. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to be with the family. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, and all of the others, family that is on this broadcast, and all the hearers everywhere. I am blessed in my soul. I'm just kind of looking back. I was kind of going up this, and you know, it's so much that he has done for me. The song says, I just can't tell it all. And that's right. But for all that he's done, and looking back over, I tell you, my God, I could be anywhere today but praising and serving God. I could have been in a convalescent home still. But no, I am here. And praising with the activities of my limbs. I mean, all full use of all the activities of my limbs. Truly, I had lost. This happened over in 2005. But But I wasn't able to walk. I went down to sleep that night, fine, walking, had the activities in my limbs, and woke up the next morning, and it's like, wow, what happened? I mean, my whole side, my right side, from all the way down, from the waist all the way down to my feet, I couldn't walk. I was in excruciating pain. I said, well, what's going on? What's wrong? And I couldn't walk. I couldn't do nothing. And at the time, I was at a shelter, living at the shelter. That's right. And when you're at the shelter, you can't. You have to be mobile and be able to get around those. Otherwise, the shelter will put you out, too. Oh, yes, they will. You have to be mobile and where you can get around and do what's required of you while you're living there at the shelter. And I couldn't do nothing. I was just helpless. And I was in and out of the hospital. I had to end up leaving the shelter, nowhere to go. Oh, my goodness. It was just something. Then I ended up at the convalescent home. But before that, I had to go to the hospital to get surgery to find out what's wrong. Why am I having this pain? Come to find out that my back had busted. They said it's called a ruptured disc. I believe that's what it was. And they had to do major surgery on that to try to get that going and everything. And then I ended up at the convalescent. I had to stay there for a minute in a wheelchair, and a walker couldn't do anything except continue to hold on to the name of the Lord. Truly, I did. I continued lifting the name of Jesus. I continued telling, proclaiming, and declaring the gospel right where I was, right there at the hospital and the convalescent. Praying for everyone in there, walking up, wheeling down in that wheelchair down them hallways there at the hospital, visiting the others that was also hospitalized, and encouraging and singing. Oh, yes, I did that too. And I tell you, God is so great. And today I have all the activities of my limbs. I didn't know how long I was going to end up in that kind of convalescent state. But God, I have full use, and I thank God so much. I love him with all my heart. Just reflecting on just a little bit. It's so much more, but I just want to say that little bit, and I am thankful and I am grateful for this time. Thank you for this time that you've given me, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. Bless you.
Hey, hallelujah. You know that's a blessing. Now that, you know, we just take so many things for granted. And we just think we wake ourselves up in the morning. You don't know from one day to the next what kind of state you're going to be in. That's why pain began with Boutilla, to treat people right. Huh? Hallelujah. You don't know. We might have to give you a cup of water. You don't know. I remember I experienced something like that similar. Woke up one morning and could not move. And the room was just finished. And my body was like paralyzed. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. And I remember I didn't know what was going on with me. I thought I was having a stroke. Hallelujah. But I reached on the nightstand. I was in my bed. The children had gone. I think they were in New Orleans or something for the summer. And I went to my phone and I called my cousin, Prophetess Theodore Glover in Georgia. And she lived like an hour or so away from me. I lived in one county, and she lived on the other side in another county. And then I had to call to my neighbor next door. I remembered her number, and I gave it to my cousin, and my cousin called her. And she came in, and they had to call the paramedics. Then I didn't know what was going on. I knew I was paralyzed. I could not move. Hallelujah. To the hospital and did observations and ran some tests and everything, and come to find out they said my equilibrium was off. I didn't even know what that word meant.
I had all that going on.
What that word meant. All I knew that I was in a state of immobilization and I could not move. All I could do was talk. None of my body parts could move. And then I called my mother, and I said, I don't know what's going on. I said, I might be having a stroke or something. I said, I can't even move, and the room is spinning. Oh, hallelujah. But I thank God I was all right. But I'm just saying that to say, people, we better take an examination We better do an assessment. We better stop murmuring and complaining. We better do the Bible saying whatever state, so state you find yourself in, the be therefore content. We're complaining because we don't have money to buy shoes. Hallelujah. You got somebody out there that may not even have feet to put on a pair of shoes, may not even have legs to walk. And we crying about these tangible things, these material things. The Bible says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I tell you, we better give God some praise and be thankful for our life. Because where there's life, there's yet hope. When you have life still in your body and you're able to speak, you're able to hear, you're able to take care of yourself, honey, guess what? You can buy, you can go out and get a job and make some wages to get some shoes. That's not important. What's important is your soul. Your soul is important. That's all God is interested in, your soul. He wants to save our soul. And he wants in a place, Sister T and Evangelist Lucilla, where we can really appreciate the goodness of Jesus. I tell you, I wouldn't serve nobody else other than God. It's nobody better that I would dedicate and commit. I thank God for my sister being on the line. She's also been one of the faithful supporters and listeners of this broadcast from the inception, and she's on this line, rain, snow, or sleep, while she's at her job, she's listening to the broadcast. She's a woman of very few words, but this is my oldest sister. She's the oldest of nine siblings, and I tell you, I thank God for her. Me and my sister have never had no falling out, and I pray, I was reflecting upon that today. You know, we've never had no, I think we had one little altercation, and it wasn't about nothing, but we've always had a great rapport with one another, and I thank God for her because she's a kind person. She has a beautiful personality, and she loves people. Amen. And see if she can have words, and then I'm going to Sister T. Dawn, are you able to say anything to her? God bless you. Okay. She may not talk that way and not able to say anything. So I'm going to Sister T right now and let her do some reflection. Hey, Grandma. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless. I just thank God today for my life. I thank God because I'm not the same person I was last year around this time. I'm just thankful because I was a person that's been homeless, and I can say right now that I'm not homeless. I got more than one home now. From living on the streets of Stockton, I lived on the streets of Stockton literally a few months back. I didn't even say anything to nobody. I didn't have nowhere to go. I was laying in a blanket right in front of the probation office, sleeping on the ground. But God was using me for such a time as this. And I thank God because he picked me up and he placed me in the arms of people who love me, you know. I just thank God because he used different angels. He even used you as an angel. I just thank God because I didn't have anywhere to go. Only thing I know, my steps were ordered by the Lord. I was still dibbing. I could just go in and say it, Evangelist. I was still dibbing and dabbing, drinking and smoking cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. But I seen God take all of that away from me. I seen him take that taste out of my mouth. I seen him take the taste of alcohol, the taste of tobacco out of my mouth. I seen him move people out of my life that he didn't want me to be involved with. So I know that God is real. I know that it's real because I'm living a life that's pleasing to him now. I wake up every day and I know that it's him that I serve and it's not man. I know it's not. I know that he's a God that's a provider. I know he's Jehovah Jireh, Nisi, Salome, Siganu, the Great Eye. I know who he is and I know who I am in Christ now. First, I was in the dark. I always loved the Lord. always had a heart for God's people. Always wanted to pray for people and help people. But God had to do a work in me, and that's what he's doing now. And I'm thankful. This Thanksgiving was so special to me. I hadn't had Thanksgiving in 3 years. And I was with a family that just loved on me like I hadn't been loved on that way in 3 years. And we just need to thank. We need to be thankful to God because he don't have to do what he does for us.
Come on.
And I know that my steps are ordered by him, and I know that he has a work that he wants to do in my life. But I just want people to know while we out shopping and matching our credit cards out, know that it's about the Lord. It's not about buying all this stuff and trying to look more than what you is. You know, God wants to pay our tithes. He wants to pay our tithes and give our offering and give our service to him, not to just max our cards out and try to be more than what we is and give it to some of these children that ain't even grateful of what you're doing. And next year you got to pay that bill. But see,
come on.
If you got, always was taught, if you take care of God's business, he'll take care of yours. And I'm a living witness of what God can and will do. So pray my strength in the Lord. I thank you.
Amen, amen.
Thanks,
I tell you, you know God said, if your ways please him. Now, let me tell you all, I don't profess to be so holier than now, but I tell you I have a relationship with God. And I know God answers my prayers. Hallelujah. This woman of God, with all my heart, she's been on my heart about faith now.
Yes.
Because I wanted to extend an invitation to her to come to the fellowship conference. And when I seen her on the line today, I didn't know that was her because I didn't have a number on her. And when she said, "This is Sister Tick," you know what? I'm going to take my Netflix offer today. If the Lord never does anything else for me, today he's done enough because he answered my prayer. And I heard from Sister T, and she came on this broadcast. She is one of the ones that was with us in the inception of this radio network. I tell you, and I wanted to just honor and pay special tribute to those of you that have supported this broadcast from December last year all the way up until this point. You know, you've got to give something back. You know, love, when you say we love, let me tell you something about love. Love requires sacrifice.
Yes.
If you're not willing to sacrifice, I question your love for me. Because love requires sacrifice. And we know the greatest sacrifice that any man has given is when God gave us Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then he, in turn, gave his life for us.
Yes.
Now, why did Jesus give his life for us? For us to walk around hating one another, for us to walk around backbiting, for us to walk around sowing discord, for us to walk around with this envy and jealousy in our hearts. No. One of our lessons this week was, what this year was, what is an abomination? That was about a month or so ago. What is an abomination? And we went over to Proverbs and we defined abomination. And we also read the scripture where the Lord said, 16 does the Lord hate, and 7 is an abomination. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God, Jesus said, God gave his son. God gave us a precious gift. And how many know that folks don't celebrate birthdays? And then, you know, they bring a gift to somebody else. Does that
Lord
make sense? We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, but we're not bringing him any gifts. We bring
Lord
gifts
Jesus
to one another. That's what Sister T just said. You know, don't go and max out your credit card buying. Some of us buy gifts to folks we hate. Try and impress somebody. Let's try and impress all the folks. And impress the Lord Jesus Christ. be impressed. He's the one that want to be glorified. He's the one that want to be lifted up. Because guess what? God said he is a jealous. He said the Lord thy God is a jealous God. God is jealous. He don't want his glory. He don't want his praises. He don't want nothing good going to other folks. We have all kind of idols. Some of us have made our children our idols. We made our grandchildren our idols. We have made our houses and our husbands and our wives our idols. Well, let me tell you something today. You are in sin if you are worshiping anything and any other creature other than the Lord thy God. Amen? We're talking about a time of reflection. I salute and I give all the praises and honor and glory to God for what he has done in our lives. I thank him for sparing our life. I thank him for giving us the wonderful opportunity to have this vehicle where we can minister to souls. That's what God is about, souls. Have you told anybody about the goodness of Jesus this year? How many souls have you talked to about the Lord? How many souls have you invited to come fellowship with you? How many souls have you seen hungry? Have you seen without a home? Have you even seen destitute? And you reached out a lending hand, a helping hand. How many? Do some inventory. Do an inventory and see how many people that you have tried to encourage this year. And that's why the Lord told me to do a time of reflection. He said, because guess what? I'm giving you all some powerful topics. Some powerful men and women of God have come on this line. We have Prophet Addison have come on this line and have preached from West Africa. And they told me how expensive it was to call from Africa. He has come on this line several times, not because he don't have nothing to do, not because he don't have another platform, but because of his love, for the Lord Jesus Christ, because of his love for his fellow man, because of his love for the brethren. Hallelujah. We have to love people of God, and I just want to let you all to know, those of you that are out in radio land, we are commemorating 1 year anniversary on this Blog Talk Radio. We have met over 13,000 people that have listened to this broadcast and have went on the archive. Do you know that there's a record? That's what God told me to tell you all this week. He has a record. So guess what? You might lie on your application. You might cheat on your taxes. You might do some of every other thing that's not pleasing in God's sight. But I want you to know that it's nothing hidden from God. God knows who you are. And he said, I have a record. And he said, from December the 9th, when you got on this radio broadcast, up until November the 29th today, he said, I got a record on every speaker. He said, I have a record on every listener. He said, I have a record on every supporter. He said, I have a record on everyone that went in the archives, everyone that listened live, and those of you that have been in the chat room. Amen. I see somebody in the chat room right now. Yes, hallelujah. That's 3805. And guess what? Today, God is recording a record on you, Jeff, in the chat room. He's got a record on you. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. And people of God, let me share with you today that God does not, he said, the man of God asked the question. Said, Lord, hallelujah. When the Lord was getting ready, y'all about to make. That's all right. Some of you are on the phone. I cut off my own phone, but that's all right. The Lord knows what he's doing, Evangelist Doris. Evangelist Lucille and Sister T might have gotten cut off too. But I'm back on the line. I want to share with you what I was saying was that God will not destroy the wicked with the righteous. And to prove that, when the Lord went down and saw all the damnable things that was happening in Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham went before the Lord, and he began to intercede, not for Sodom and Gomorrah, but he really was interceding for his nephew Lot, because that was the plane that he chose to live in. When they began to become prosperous in that land that God sent them to, guess what? They had so much cattle, and guess what? They had to separate. Because Abraham said, we're not going to have no strife between us, brothers. We're not going to have no strife. You are my nephew. Choose which land you want, and we're going to part our ways. And Lot thought he was choosing the best land. Ah, hallelujah. But he didn't know, hey, that land was going to cause him some complications. That land was going to cause him to turn God against him. And Abraham said, Lord, I know you are a righteous God, and I know you're not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked. So Abraham began to intercede. So I'm trying to tell you, people, God always sent a warning before the destruction. And Abraham began to consult with God, and he said, Lord, if you find 50 righteous people, will you spare the city? And the Lord said, Abraham, if I find 50 righteous people, I will spare the city. Hallelujah. But then Abraham said, Lord, there wasn't 50 righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham went all the way down to 10. Hallelujah. He couldn't find 10 righteous people in the city. Hallelujah. And after he got down, he left the Lord alone. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I'm upset. And he said, I'm going to kill everyone in that city. Hallelujah. And he told Abraham, tell your nephew to get his wife, get his daughters, get the son-in-law and get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, because I'm going to destroy. I'm going to rain down fire and brimstone. Hallelujah. And how many know that Lot's two daughters was married? They had husbands, but the husbands refused to go. Hallelujah. That's the Bible. Go to Genesis and read it for yourself. They refused to go. And his wife, she was so entangled. She said, Sinner, take you places that you don't want to go. Hallelujah. And it'll keep you there longer than you're willing to stay. Hallelujah. That's why you got to do what's right. You got to do what's right. And she had gotten so entangled. Hallelujah. In the sin. She had to be a participant of all the garbage and the junk and all the foul things that was going on in that land. Hallelujah. And Abraham told him to flee to the mountain. And he said, oh, look back. Flee to the mountain. And Abraham acted upon the instructions of the Lord thy God. See, when you do what God has told you to do, hey, hallelujah, it don't mean that everything gonna be easy. It don't mean that everything gonna be sweet and lovely. Oh, baby, but if you bear it out, if you ride it out like my mother rode out the storm in Katrina, if you ride it out, hallelujah, God has a blessing on the other side for you. But his wife, she was so, hallelujah, she was so caught up, she had to take one look back. Hallelujah, that one look, when you take that one look back, that might be the end of you, baby. You might be the God. And she turned, y'all know the story, she turned into a pillar of salt. Uh-huh, uh-huh. She turned into a pillar of salt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then Lot and his two daughters was the only ones that life was spared. I'm here to tell you today, people, we're talking about a time of reflection. You better remember where God has brought you from. You better remember, Evangelist Doris, when you ever get depressed, think about where he brought you from. He brought you from West Africa. He brought you over here to the United States. Hallelujah. Not to kill you, not to make you miserable, but to prosper you. Not just with your business, because you're an entrepreneur and you're a business owner. No, no, no. God got another purpose for your life, baby. If you don't ever own nothing, hallelujah. The Bible said, cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord. If you don't ever rise up and be a platinum senior vice president, and I'm not saying that you won't, but I'm telling you to place your priorities, set your priorities, reposition your priorities. That's what you have to do. And you got to let nothing separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah, because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness. And he said, all these things. When I say all, he said, A-L-L, all. When God said all, he means all. Hallelujah. You got to set your priorities, and you got to keep your eyes on the prize. What is that prize? That prize is Jesus Christ. You got to have a testimony like Job. Don't you slay me, yet will I serve you. Oh, yes, 2012 hasn't been a very sweet year. Hallelujah, there's been some rough roads. Hallelujah, there's been some mountains I had to climb that I didn't want to climb. There's been some valleys that I had to dwell in that I didn't want to dwell in. There's been some darkness. Hallelujah, but guess what? Every time the darkness came, hallelujah, I called on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and how many know that weeping may endure for a night? So those were some weeping days. Those were some weeping nights. But guess what? Joy came in the morning. Hallelujah, and I'm still in the land of the living. I'm still able to give my testimony, because you can't tell it like I can. He have not done for you what he's done for me. Hallelujah. So guess what? I don't care what comes and what goes. I will trust in the Lord, because God has proven himself to me time and time again. He's never failed me. Hallelujah. Yes, I failed. Yes, I missed some opportunities. Yes, I missed some engagements that I should have made. But guess what? I can always say, Jesus never failed. I've made some bad decisions, but the God I serve, every decision about my life is perfect. Every decision about my life has already been thought out, because he said he know the plans that he had for me, plans to prosper me. Hallelujah. Plans to prosper you, Sister T. Hallelujah. God ain't going to always leave you in your valley. Hallelujah. But he got to bring you through the valley sometimes, Sister Doris, because he has to humble you. Hallelujah. How many know that Paul had a thorn in his flesh? And the Lord, he asked the Lord, he sought the Lord three times to remove the thorn. But the Lord said, I can't remove it. He said, I won't remove it, because I know why I have that thorn there for you, because I don't want you to get the big head. See, sometimes we get the big head, and we begin to walk in our might, in our strength, in our power, and we forget about God. When God begins to bless us in the natural, we forget about God. We start going to the parties with the heathens. We start banqueting with the heathens. We start drinking with them, smoking with them, and doing all kind of other damnable things with them. But let me tell you something. The Lord said, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. You got to come out from these folks. Because guess what? You don't want to be destroyed, Sister T, with the unrighteous. Hallelujah. God said he won't destroy the righteous with the wicked. But if you find yourself in a Hallelujah. But if you keep on going around the same folks, sooner or later, you'll become him. Because guess what? Evil communication corrupts good manners. You can't hang with cutthroats and not become what? You can't hang with whoremongers and not become what? You can't hang with liars and thieves and murderers and not become what? Hallelujah, you are what you eat. My grandmother used to always show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. Bring my friend over to my house, my great-grandmother used to say, and I'll tell you who you are. Because guess what? I'll look at the folks that you're running with, and I'll know one thing. Sooner or later, they're going to corrupt you. Glory to God. I bless the Lord today. We're talking about a time of reflection. I'm remembering what God has done for me. See, I ain't told it all. It ain't time to tell it all. See, sometimes you got to go through the valley. You got to wait till God bring you out that valley. As long as you're in that valley, you can't even appreciate the mountaintop. The only way you appreciate the mountaintop after you have come out the valley. And guess what? You got to come out that valley successfully. Hallelujah. Some people come out that valley murmuring and complaining, like the children of Israel. They were murmuring and complaining, and they say, you should have left us in Egypt. Hallelujah. The Lord said, haven't I been a good God to you? Haven't I provided for you? I fed your manna from on high. Every day you had a different meal. You never ate the same thing. Why nothing stale? He said, I provided for you. You never got sick. You never had a toothache. You never had a backache. He said, I provided for you 40 years while you were in the wilderness. Hallelujah. While you were in Egypt, I took care of you even now and then. Oh, God, I bless you today. You better loose these people who are causing you to miss your assignment and make all kind of excuses on why you're not serving God, why you're not doing what God has told you to do. People going to question you, Evangelist Doris, because guess what? Folks want to control you. But if God has spoken to you and your husband to start a ministry, don't you let no devil in hell tell you otherwise. You get busy and do what God has assigned for you and Elder Raymond. Hallelujah. Because he said, guess what? Be not weary in well doing, because you're going to wait if you faint not. But if you faint, you can't wait. Because this way is not for the faint of heart. This is a suffering way. This is a way where you have to have your mind made up. This is a way that you have to be like Hezekiah Walker said, sold out. You got to be sold out. Your mind has to be fixed. You're the Messiah. Hallelujah. You got to be sold out. I see one of my favorite people on the, she ain't the favorite because I ain't got the favorites. But I see Evangelist Joshua, we've been praying for her on the line today. I tell you, I love the Lord, people of God. We have an assignment, Evangelist Bruceilla. Sister T, we got an assignment. Sister Dawn, we have an assignment. Evangelist Doris, we have an assignment. Evangelist Joshua, we have an assignment. And I'll tell you what everyone's assignment is that we all have in commonality. That is to serve the Lord and live holy. Hallelujah. But there's some other assignments that God has given us that we won't make full proof of. He said to make full proof of your ministry. If God has called you to minister, you can't get slack. Hallelujah. You can't say, I'm leaving this thing. I'm a deserted. Excuse me. I'm a walk out. We don't walk out on our families, do we? So why, when God give us an assignment, we come up with all these excuses of why? God ain't, why shouldn't be in your vocabulary when it comes to serving God? Why shouldn't be in your vocabulary when the Lord has given you instructions? See, you ain't taking your instructions from man. You're taking them from God. You do it diligently. You put all your heart, your mind, and your soul into it. Don't tell me God won't reward you. Because he said, I'm a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. I'm going to stop right now. I'm at my niece's today. And I thank God, I praise God for the dog. They were very quiet. And time is a terror. He's been quiet today. I got to give God thanks for the dogs today. Hallelujah. Because I said, these dogs cut up today and I have to do this broadcast from her house, I'm going to be very, very disappointed. But I tell you today, the dogs, they have been quiet today. And they have heard the Lord. He even got a record on the dogs. He said, because the dogs, they are mourning and groaning in the earth. The dogs are waiting for the change. So if the animals, God's creation, they're part of God's creation, and this is Bible, if the animals are waiting on the change, what about us? What about us? I bless the Lord today. I'm going to stop because I'm feeling this thing. God has been so good to me, honey. I can't do nothing but praise it. I ain't got nowhere to go but up. Up in Christ Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Up in Christ Jesus. Not in up in the things of the world, but up in Christ Jesus. God bless you all. I love you today, and thank you for just being patient. Thank you for just allowing us to impart a word that would encourage you and that would inspire you and that would make you hold on to this thing, make you more determined, make you more faithful, make you more diligent, make you more earnest to seek the Lord now while he may be found. He said, because the day comes, he said, work while it's day, for the night coming and no man can work. I am almost here. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to Evangelist Doris. Hallelujah. And Sister T. Still on the line, and Sister Dawn. Evangelist Josh with him dropped off. Evangelist Priscilla was on. And somebody else was on out and wrote it down. Woo! Glory to God. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Doris.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the broadcast today. I am very, very much encouraged. Yes, I definitely know how to stay focused with God and his purpose for my life, and I'm working on it. Nobody can definitely not change my mind about what I do for God. Yeah, it's no way, nothing. Everything on this planet belongs to him anyway. So I definitely recognize it, and I'm just blessed that you are in my life and I can come on this call and be encouraged and also share the word of God. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Doris, and guess what? He ain't through with us yet. Hallelujah. God is there. You know how they say the best is yet to come? It ain't even scratched the surface yet. We're not what we are going to be. Hallelujah. They might look up tomorrow and see a whole different Doris. Hallelujah. You don't know what God has. We don't know what God has in plan. But
that's
we know
right.
One thing. Every plan of God is a good plan. Every gift from God is perfect. Yeah? It's good. And guess what? He said, a blessing of the Lord make it rich. And add no sorrow. Hallelujah. I had a chance to talk to Pastor James for a few minutes yesterday. I'm waiting on him to call me back. I'm just reflecting on God's goodness and all of the wonderful speakers that he have allowed us to hear on this podcast. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. He has given us the best. What Tina Turner say? Simply the best, better than all the rest. Everything God give us is the best. And please note, it's better than the rest. Because when it comes to God, there's no blemishes. There's no flaws. Hallelujah. There's no misrepresentation. We can't misrepresent when we come in the name of the Lord. Hey, God bless you. Let me go see if Dawn can have some words. And I'm going to get on out these people's houses. Go on back and get busy and what I need to do. God bless you, Dawn. Dawn?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Are you able to do any reflections today?
Not right now.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We're praying for you. Pray that everything is well with your move and everything.
Okay, well, I move. I'm out of bed.
All right, well, we're going back to Sister T for final comments, and I'm going to ask Sister T to close us out with a word of prayer. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, too, Evangelist. God is so good. I'm sitting here in Wendy's, and I'm running to the Clark, and they're in the ministry. And it's a blessing, and I'm going to go ahead and pray us out, so God is good. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, giving you the honor and the praise and the glory that you're due, Father. Father, we just thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard, Father God. Father God, we just thank you because you're doing a new work in us, Father God. We thank you because you're opening up doors that have been closed, Father God. We ask you for the covering the blessings of God, Father. We just thank you because this is a day that you allowed us to see, Father God, and we just thank you because you using us in this day, Father God. Let us be mouthpiece of you, Lord Jesus, Father God. Father, we want to thank you because you've just been there for us through our trials and through our tribulations, and you've opened up the doors that have been closed, Father God. And we just ask you, Father, just to use us. Let somebody walk and look at us and know that we are the people of God, and we need to walk and hold ourselves in that manner, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch people, the homeless. We ask you to touch people that really need you, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us right now, Father God. And just use us for your own glory, Father. And we just give you honor, and we give you praise, and we give you glory for being the man and the woman of God that you created us to be, Father. Father, we just thank you in advance for all that you do, Father. Not just this holiday season, but every day. Every day that you give us a breath in our body, we just thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' holy and divine name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Remember the conference coming up on next week. Invite someone to come out. We're starting at 7 o'clock p.m. and on Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. So we're looking forward to seeing each and every one of you. Amen. Have a glorious and blessed day as we close out with yes, Lord. Yes, Father, kind of Lord. God bless you all. Thank you, sister. We love you. And the stars have a wonderful day. Keep us in your prayers.
Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your heart and tell the Lord yes. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid.